pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. First off, I'll say thank you to the WTA for these beautiful baskets we all have and our gift card. Much appreciated, and you're very welcome in regards to thanking us for being on the board. I do have a quick correspondence to read to the board from Kate. To the wonderful Whitehall BOE, thank you so much for the lovely card and generous gift card. It has been an honor and a pleasure to work for and with you during the most difficult and challenging times. Your dedication to the district and continued support were greatly needed and appreciated. I am very proud and grateful to have spent the final years of my career at Whitehall. You are hands down the best board I've ever experienced. Thank you again. Go Railroaders, Kate Dubois. Yeah, that was really nice. And I just want to quickly say thank you to everyone involved, anyone that was involved in the district while we're still battling this COVID and staff shortages. Mr. D keeps us aware that, people are taking on different responsibilities, additional responsibilities, things they never thought they would do. So everyone is working together to keep this place open and keep our students in front of staff. So thank you all. It is much appreciated. Do we have any other board comments? Superintendent comments.
All right. So as Roxanne just mentioned, COVID continues to be an issue here. Thus far, since the beginning of the school year, we've had 22 students and 5 faculty staff members testing positive. As a result, we've had, since our last Board of Education meeting, audio streaming at the high school, and our elementary folks have been ensuring that our students that are under quarantine have been getting the work necessary, keeping up to date, and supporting them when they do get back to school. Again, big thanks goes out to all of our faculty and staff for the hard work. Everybody's picking up an awful lot of slack. We've over the past year and a half become not only educators but public health officials, and people are really doing a fantastic job keeping our doors open. Winter sports are just a few short weeks away. Unfortunately, we've still received no additional guidance from the section, from the league, or from the state. We do have a meeting upcoming on November 4th with the Adirondack League. We're going to be meeting to discuss some of the protocols. As I've shared, our medical director has expressed concern to me in regard to the close proximity of sports that occur during the winter season. He's discussed his recommendation of 70% immunization rates for safer participation. But again, that will be things that we're going to need to talk about as we get additional information from the league and from the section. I would like to probably hold a special board meeting at some point shortly after the 4th to start talking about some of these protocols and what the board wishes us to do as far as the implementation of the protocols that we hear from the section and from the league at that meeting on the 4th. What will come from it at this point, I'm still uncertain, but when I do have that information, I would like to convene the board if anyone that's available to get together to talk about where we go from here. I'm of the opinion that I'd very much like to give our kids every opportunity to participate in sports as possible. We'll just need to talk about safe ways to do it. But we'll continue that conversation after I have some more information. This past Thursday morning, the New York State Commissioner of Education came out to Whitehall for a visit. She was in the region and asked to meet with me and some of our faculty and staff to learn more about the activities that we've been engaging in to address learning loss due to COVID, as well as to see how the district looks, because she's been in direct contact with me ever since the flood event back on August 24th. This was really a great opportunity for us. When the commissioner was here, I shared a slide deck of photos from the flood, and we had Louis Pratt, our student council president, with Ethan, bring her on a tour of the facility, showed her the building, kind of where we're at, some of the updates, and then brought her back to the LGI were students Louis Pratt, Brooke Benjamin, May Wang, Nolan DeSantis, and Blake Bird, along with teachers Andrea Mistretta, John Etu, Dane Stutes, and Principal Burgess, shared their efforts with dual certification programs, the advisory period, block scheduling. It was really a great 90 minutes to be able to spend with the top educational official from the state of New York, and she really genuinely took interest in what we're doing. We had the additional opportunity to speak a little bit about FEMA funding. I shared the slide deck with her, as well as put together a single-page document outlining our losses that she is going to be sharing with her connections at the federal level. And we also talked to her about the loss of all of our reading material in the high school library. And she is going to be working with her connections to see what she can do about getting us funding to replace our high school library. So it was really a good visit, and I'd like to thank all the folks that participated. And that's what I have.
That's what you have. Questions or comments? Okay, board and staff reports. Treasurer's report.
All right, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report at this evening's meeting.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes from the September 20th, 2021 meeting.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSC minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSC CPSC minutes that were held on September 7 and September 20.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Corrected tax bills.
Each year, there's typically some issue with tax bills. This year, we have, five different ones where there was some error. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those tax bills in the amounts that are specified.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Change orders.
We do have a series of change orders that I would like to recommend the board take action to approve related to the storm damage as well as the construction project.
Do we have a motion to approve those change orders?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Leave of absence.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Brianna Gates' leave of absence on or around February 8th for the purpose of maternity leave.
Do we have a motion to approve? Anybody? Mrs. Arquette, thank you. Second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Is everyone comfortable if I do these together, or do we need to?
As long as I just will excuse myself from the appointments in the coaching department.
Okay. All right, so first I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Anna Maria Ackerman to a grade 2 elementary ed position, step 1 bachelor's. Also, Rhonda Becker to the position of grade 2-3 special education in the tenure track special education at step 6 master's. Jody Eddy to the position of part-time cleaner at the hourly rate listed. Sarah Gordon to the position of teacher's aide at the hourly rate listed. Courtney Wiskoski to the position of teacher's aide at the hourly rate listed. Sonia Ingalls would like to return this year as our ski club advisor. And I'd also like to recommend the winter coaches that are listed, as well as at the elementary school and at the high school. The individuals listed: Amy Durkee, Karen Paddock, Christine Hoagland, Sandy Lavin, Pam Petorti, Amanda Heckman, Teresa Catone, Dane Stutes, and Susie Moon as mentors to our multiple new staff that we have this year.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Lachapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
I would like to recommend the approval of Misty DiResta's position as food service helper. With thanks and appreciation for her multiple years of service, approve the resignation for the purpose of retirement of Kathy Ripley. I'd like to recommend the approval of the resignation of Mrs. Jamie Harrington from special education, Chris Conlon from the position of cleaner, Rose Olson and Catherine Cleveland from the positions of psychologist and languages other than English teachers as they have left for other school districts.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointment rescind.
Yes, we had an error on last month's agenda. We approved Ken Rich to a full-time bus driver position. That is actually not what he had an interest in doing. He wanted to be a part-time driver, which is the capacity he was in. So I would like to rescind that full-time appointment and leave him in the part-time position.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley first, and Mr. LaChapelle second. Any discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Stipend.
Contractually, when we have a teacher teaching additional classes during the course of the school day, there is a stipend amount of $3,000 for that additional class for the year. We do need Mrs. Ramirez to teach an additional class for us this year in the capacity of Spanish teacher. With that said, I'd like to approve her stipend.
Motion to approve. Mrs. Norton, do we have a second? Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. New board member fiduciary training.
Yes, upcoming on Saturday, November 6th. We don't have anyone that requires that, but we just figured we'd share it anyway in the event that anyone would like to sit in on the fiduciary training once again.
No,
thank you. More than welcome.
Okay.
You need lots of coffee for that one.
Do we have anything else?
What is the status on filling the empty seats on the board?
We have three right now. And we're waiting for a couple of letters to come in.
Okay.
Is
there a deadline when we're going to say if the letters aren't here by this date, we're going to appoint from what we have?
We extended it somewhat, I think, because we didn't have anybody at the deadline at that point.
Okay.
Maybe one.
Well, you should at least have by next meeting anyway. So, Chris.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We need some members.
Yeah, Chris and I talked about that today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. And we do have three interested parties. We're waiting on another letter, and then there was somebody else that was going to put in a letter, I think.
Yeah, I'll get something there.
Yep. Anything else? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
You got to wait 2 minutes.
No. When I saw Frank open up his questions, I went,
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second. Mr. Dudley, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Frank, you had the opportunity.
Did I do it?